Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
is nothing like a Friday afternoon with lazy, lazy, lazy jazz. This is Janice Montgomery Albo-Kainstrauser, the voice of small business, Creative Edge. You know, I thought about this show today and remembered when I lived in San Francisco and would drive across the Bay Bridge, and always wonderful to come home in the evening, crossing the Berkeley area and coming up through Vallejo and listening to the jazz driving in the Vacaville. So I thought this afternoon would be just an apropos time to do that. Today we're talking about branding. And it's a unique slant on branding because some people think that when you're branding yourself, you're bragging. And there are ways to brand that does not include bragging about yourself. So today, during our show, we're going to talk about some tips on branding. How does a small business owner brand themselves without bragging about their themselves? How do you do that? And I think it's fairly simple, but to some people it's not. You know, I send out a lot of emails every day, and my photo, those of you who know me, know that my photo is everywhere. And that is because I'm the product. Small business has been around since 2008. And we've gone through many iterations during that time, as any small business does. But one thing that has not changed is my brand. In the past 7 years, my brand has not changed, and I never considered it bragging. As a real estate agent in the financial sector, you typically see the photos of the advisor or the agent on their business card, on their website, because it's about relationships. I would love it. I absolutely love it when I walk into a restaurant and someone goes, I've seen you somewhere, because I know my brand is working. So today, let's talk about some ways that one can brand themselves. I'm going to give you a few tips. And keep in mind that we all have stereotypes of images of success, such as the consummate professional, the charismatic entrepreneur, which I am one. But your personal brand should represent your own unique style, your qualities. So number one is be authentic. No matter what you do, be authentic. It's easier to be yourself than to pretend that you're someone else, right? Yes. Number two, stick to the facts. Now, I know sometimes we elaborate and we blow things out of proportion, but ultimately, if you can't back it up, don't say it. Number three is always, always, always share the credit. I love being in a networking group, which I'm part of many, where I will ultimately allow the members of my group to speak a lot more than I do. Yes, I'm the expert. I got that. But because you're the expert doesn't mean you have to take off the limelight. So share the credit. It's important that people think and know that you are thinking about them no matter what. I love that. And be humble. Be humble. All right to share the credit. It's all right to talk about other people. And I have been in many, many networking situations where the person never closes their mouth. They're either talking about themselves or about their product. About themselves or their product. And frankly, that becomes boring very quickly. So think about that. Which of these things are you doing? Are you humble? Do you share the credit? Do you stick to the facts? Stick to the facts. Do you do that? And finally, are you authentic? Are you a real person? Now, how do you stack up in these tips? Or could you do a better job? Are you too shy? Step out and tell people about your successes. Tell them what you've done. Tell the facts. You know, I remember when I was working for the Sacramento Chamber, in a small chamber, actually in a little place called River City, California, and it was nowhere, really. But the chamber grew from 400 members to 1,200 members. Why? Because I would go out every day and knock on doors. Or I was on the phone. 400 members to 1,000 members. I'm sorry, to 1,200 members. Now, I didn't do the whole job myself, but I was the membership development person. That's what I did. And so I knew that the job there was for me to bring in business. I knew my job. What about you? Is your job to bring in business to your company? And do you shy away from being proactive and talking about what you've done? Not blowing things out of proportion, of course, making sure that your colleagues know that you're doing your job. Nothing wrong with that. So remember these four or five items. Stick to the facts. Be authentic. Share the credit. And be humble. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Janice Montgomery Albuquerque-Strasser. The Voice of Small Business from President.
Yeah. My girl Yasmin in the house.
Thank you.
We're back. This is Janice Montgomery Albo Kystrauser. Lazy Friday afternoon, long week, and we're talking about branding. We've discussed 5 tips on branding, but there's one tip that we've not talked about, and this, in my opinion, is a secret to successful branding. You've heard of partnerships. What exactly is a partnership? A partnership is simply this. You're partnering with another business whose market is the same as yours, but your products are different. Again, the market is the same, the product is different. Now, let's think deeply about this for just one moment. There needs to be a certain amount of collaboration to achieve laser-focused marketing. Therefore, the two of the businesses will achieve their goals. Collaboration is the action of working with someone to produce or create something else that's more beneficial to the two of you. So develop partnership agreements. Develop laser-focused, targeted marketing strategies. Now, what does that mean? That means that you are a small business owner seeking out symbolic and collaborative relationships with other business owners whenever possible. Now, how do you do that? There are a number of ways. One is to join a local meetup group for entrepreneurs. And meetup groups are everywhere. Two is really to diversify and join a virtual community group for startups. They're looking to partner with someone who's been around for a while. Three, join. There are many different entrepreneur connection groups out there. But all they do is connect small business owners and entrepreneurs. Now, later on, if you go to my website, you'll find many of these names on the site. But I'm sure you're familiar with BNI. You're familiar with LayTip. It's an older one. But think about the different groups where you can join and connect with other small business owners. And finally, think about who you know in your circle of influence. Who do you know? A very good example is yesterday I did a meeting in Addison, Texas, and there was a small group, about 8 people were there, and we actually did a mastermind. We conducted a mastermind, and how informative that was, how crucial it was, the group was not too large, therefore we could become intimate about our issues, our products, and we were actually looking to connect. And out of that group, I've had several phone calls today of people telling me what an awesome meeting it was because they learned so much and how they were able to connect with other business owners. So think about that. Many times your group does not have to be a large group. Opinion, the smaller the group, the more benefit there is for me. And also keep this in mind. Everyone knows at least 250 people, everyone. When you have a small group, you have the ability to resource. Who do you know? You may not be a good fit for my product, but someone you know may well be. You may not be a good fit for my product, but someone that you know may very well be. So think about that. You can resource a lot better in a smaller environment, a smaller pond. This is an awesome opportunity for you to become absolutely crucially involved in that person's business and look for ways that you can help them and collaborate with them to make sure that it's at all possible You're doing your best, and they're doing their best. I love this one. Successful entrepreneurs and networkers understand that networking is a two-way street. Always be on the lookout for opportunities to help a fellow small business owner by consistently bringing value and opportunity to those in your network. You'll be attracting others to your network. In short, by giving business to others, you will get business in return. By giving business to other people, you'll get business in return. I was at a networking meeting Wednesday, and there was a person there who only came, and one could tell that, to talk about her product, and she never shut up. And during the mastermind, the networking meeting, I made the comment, what do you think about what so-and-so is saying? And out of the 10 people that were there, 8 of them said, well, I don't know what she sells. I don't know her product. And trust me, she spent more time talking than anyone else. And after the meeting, 2 hours later, no one knew, not even me. I had no clue what she was selling. Someone did say, well, what's the mystery? So sometimes you can talk yourself into and out of a situation. I would recommend in that situation that she should have said, well, you know, I'd love to share this with you. How about I just set up a one-on-one, and then I can teach you more about my business. That never happened. But one could tell that her basic reason for being there was to promote herself and her business. And that was going to happen. So make sure that you're, in short, giving business to others, and you'll get business from them. Give before you can receive. Finally, build informal audiences and alliances with like-minded companies. You know, one thing that we forget about a lot is that we can really benefit nonprofit organizations. I remember when I first came to Fort Worth, I knew not a soul, and I would actively pursue nonprofits that won free advertising. I could do that. I own a newspaper, still do. I could give them a small ad, and in return, I got what? Great PR. Absolutely the best PR. Well, you couldn't even buy it. You could not buy that PR. So think about joining or volunteering your time to your favorite nonprofit. Not for what you can get, but to see how you can be of value to them. And they will in turn be of value to you. Trust me. It's a two-way street. You know, I love supporting small businesses. We forget sometimes that we are a small business and we do spend our money with large companies. Well, what about just adopting a small business owner, business in your community? Stop off and say hello and ask what you can do for them today. I can promise you their miles will drop because no one has ever asked that question before. How may I be of value to you today? Doesn't happen. Now, in turn, there are a number of small business social collaboration tools. I'll share those with you right now. The small business collaboration tools to help you get more business. One is DIGG. We've heard, I'm sorry, strike that, DIGG, D-I-G-G. We've heard of that. The second one is Dizum. Love that one. The third one is Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T. The fourth is Snap Slash Dot. Strike that. Slash Dot. I love this one, Stumble Upon. Of course, we know about Facebook and Facebook's friend feed. Twitter, absolutely. I'm on it every day, as well as Facebook. And there are a number of new tools out there. I had just signed up this past week for, guess what? Tweed. Love it. Now, there will be a download on my website, Mid-Market Collaboration for Dummies. You can download it today. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Janice Montgomery Albuquerque-Strasser, the voice of small business, Competitive Edge. Don't go away. Albuquerque-Strasser, the voice of small business, the Competitive Edge. This is a wonderful Friday afternoon. We've listened to some nice, smooth jazz. We've learned about social media and collaboration and branding, all on a Friday afternoon. What an awesome day this has been. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed and prosperous weekend and next week. We'll see you next Friday. Bye now.